At the end of the week, when the heat and humidity make it impossible to close windows or doors, Kylie decides to bake a cake. It's a small concession, a tiny step back into the world. Kylie goes out to buy the ingredients, and when she gets home, it's 96 in the shade, but that doesn't stop her. She's driven about this project of hers, almost as if she believes she'll be saved by this one cake. She turns the oven to 400 degrees and gets to work. But it's not until the batter is ready and the pans are greased that she realizes she's about to bake Gideon's favorite cake. All afternoon, the cake sits on the kitchen counter, frosted and untouched on a blue platter. When evening falls, Kylie still doesn't know what to do. Jillian is at Ben's, but no one answers the phone when Kylie calls to ask Jillian if she thinks it's foolish for her to go to Gideon's. Why does she even want to? What does she care? He was the one who was rude. Shouldn't he be the one to make the first move? He should be bringing her the damn cake, as a matter of fact. A chocolate chip pound cake with maple frosting. Or mocha, if that's the best he can do. Kylie goes to sit by her bedroom window in search of cool, fresh air, and instead discovers a toad sitting on the sill. A crabapple tree grows just outside her window, a wretched specimen that hardly ever flowers. The toad must have found its way along the trunk and the limbs, then leapt into her window. It's bigger than most of the toads you can find near the creek, and it's amazingly calm. It doesn't seem frightened, not even when Kylie lifts it and holds it in her hand. This toad reminds her of the ones she and Antonia used to find in the aunt's garden each summer. They loved cabbage and leaf lettuce and would hop after the girls, begging for treats. Sometimes Antonia and Kylie would take off running just to see how fast the toads could go. They'd race until they collapsed with laughter in the dust or between the rows of beans. But no matter how far they'd gone, when they turned around, the toads would be right on their heels, eyes unblinking and wide. Kylie leaves the toad on her bed, then heads off to look for some lettuce. She feels guilty and foolish about having listened to Antonia all those times when they forced the toads to chase them. She's not that silly anymore. She's got more sense and a whole lot more compassion. Everyone is out, and the house is more peaceful than usual. Sally is at a meeting Ed Borelli has called to plan for the opening of school in September, a reality none of the office staff cares to recognize as inevitable. Antonia is at work, watching the clock and waiting for Scott Morrison to appear. Down in the kitchen, it's so quiet that the water from the dripping faucet echoes. Pride is a funny thing. It can make what is truly worthless appear to be a treasure. As soon as you let go of it, pride shrinks to the size of a fly, but one that has no head and no tail and no wings with which to lift itself off the ground.